Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show, because a better you means a better business. That's why we deliver daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, the complete business training and community online. And today's episode is a Q&A Wednesday episode. On our Q&A Wednesday episodes, I answer a question from one of you, one of our listeners. If you have a question you want to ask, just email me over at omar@100mba.net. Today's question is from Peter. And Peter asks, I love the show's new cover art. Why did you decide to change it? Good question, Peter. Yes, indeed. We did change the podcast show art recently. And like many brands and businesses, from Apple to Netflix to Pepsi, from time to time, they do a branding or logo refresh. Why would you do this? When would you do this? How do you know it's time for a refresh? Well, I get into that, as well as the specific reasons why we updated our show cover art. Answer Peter's question directly. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA show is supported by Podia. Podia helps thousands of creators earn money from their passion. It's an all-in-one digital storefront that you can sell courses, memberships, and digital downloads in one place. It's the most creator-friendly platform on the market, with zero transaction fees and a super friendly 24/7 live support team, no matter what plan you're on. So they're going to take care of you, even if you're just getting started. What's great about Podia is that it eliminates all the technical headaches. It takes care of every aspect of selling your course or membership or digital download. If you've got video courses, they do the video hosting for you. If you want an easy way to charge your members on a recurring basis for a membership, Podia takes care of it. If you want a secure way for people to download your products when they pay for them, they take care of that too. They also offer free migrations on their Shaker plan. Best of all, Podia puts their money where their mouth is. They have a 30-day free trial with no credit card required. So if you don't love it, you don't pay a penny. If you're looking to start an online course, sell any kind of digital product, or start a membership site, check them out and support the show by going to podia.com/MBA. That's podia.com/MBA. So Peter asks in today's Q&A Wednesday's episode, why did we change our show's cover art recently? Well, first off, we've had the same show art for our podcast, the $100 MBA show, since we got started. We've made a few slight modifications here or there, but it's been pretty much the same since we started the podcast back in August of 2014, over 4 years ago. And things change over time. Some of these are positive changes, whether it's the show itself, the quality of the show, how it's produced. But sometimes it's changed we just can't help. I've changed. I don't have long hair like I had in the old cover art. I've aged. I look different. And I've evolved as an entrepreneur in the last 4 years. And we wanted to reflect that in our cover art. The artwork that represents the show was not representing it accurately. And even though our old show art aged well, both Nicole and I felt it was time to update it. It was time for us to really show a representation that's updated. Recently, both Nicole and I had our headshots done and had some photography done by the very talented Jason Mallowan over at Portrait Store. And we knew coming in that many of the photos that we were going to take were going to be used to really update our brand, including our podcast. Now, I have to be honest, when it comes to the branding, the aesthetics of our business, the way we are portrayed, and keeping that all looking good, Nicole, my co-founder, my partner in business, my partner in life, is so much better at this than I am. She has a finger on the pulse, and she was the one who insisted, hey, we have to really update things. And she was right. I don't look like what I looked like in the old cover art. And it's important for your brand to be up to date, your images to be up to date, because you want to be authentic. You want to be true to who you actually are. There's nothing worse than, you know, seeing somebody online and having an image of them based on the media that is available, and then seeing them in person at a conference and being like, whoa, that's you? That person online looks like it could be your child. So you don't want that discrepancy. Now, that's not the only reason why you want to update your branding, your logo, your images. Your business, your brand will evolve over the years. You want to update all that stuff to reflect that. I mentioned Pepsi at the start of the episode, but Pepsi for a very long time tried to compete with Coca-Cola, go head-to-head. But then in the late 80s, they decide to rebrand and change their logo and make it fresh, make it young, and say, hey, we're not going to try to go head-to-head to Coca-Cola anymore. We're going to build our own brand, our own image, which is going to be youthful and fun. And that's who we are as Pepsi. And you saw with everything they did, whether it was their commercials or the people that were doing their commercials, athletes, singers and dancers like Michael Jackson, they found themselves as a brand and allowed their branding to reflect that. We've updated our logos and branding for some of our products like Webinar Ninja. We recently did this back in 2017. And this is because we evolved as a product. We evolved as a company, and we wanted our branding to reflect that. We were more than just a simple solution. We were a whole webinar platform that allows people to do pretty much anything when it comes to running their webinars. And sometimes you don't recognize that change until after it's all said and done. You want to make sure that you are aware of this and you kind of predict the change happening and change your branding along with the changes you're making. If I'm going to be totally honest, maybe we're a little bit late with updating our cover art with the show. Maybe this should have been done 6 months or a year ago. Live and learn, right? The point is that we update our branding and we recommend you update your branding when change happens, when change is happening. When you built that logo, when you built that branding, when you built that cover art for your podcast or that cover image for your YouTube channel, it was probably when you were starting out. And when you start out, you're something completely different when you grow and change and evolve. So just keep that in mind. Sometimes whatever you built will hold the test of time, and sometimes it won't. You need to change, you need to modify, you have to improve. Google any major brand to see the evolution of their logo. Google. You know, take a look at how they've changed their logo over the years. There are exceptions, of course, and you might think of like something like Coca-Cola. Well, part of their branding is being who they are from the beginning, being classic, Coca-Cola Classic, it's called. So they want to maintain that logo. They try to change things and call it New Coke. It was one of the biggest mistakes they ever made, biggest loss they ever made. So there are exceptions, but for the most part, people evolve and change. I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give a love to today's sponsor. Support for today's show comes from Shopify. My first business back in 2002, over 16 years ago, was an e-commerce store. And boy, was that a headache. I spent more time managing my store and my website than the actual products themselves. It was a pain in the neck. Luckily, you don't have to deal with that because there's Shopify. Shopify is a leading commerce platform that wants to make sure you're not alone in your entrepreneurial journey. They have free training courses to get you started. They have award-winning 24/7 support. They have the Shopify Academy, which provides free training over at shopify.com/academy. They'll show you how to start, grow, and scale your business. Entrepreneurship is tough. You got to focus on building a great product, marketing your product, fulfilling the product, and making sure your customers are happy with your service. You can't be spending countless hours finagling and messing around with your e-commerce store. Make your life easy. Don't go through the pain I went through and choose Shopify. Visit shopify.com/MBA and start your 28-day free trial today. That's shopify.com/MBA for your 28-day free trial. Shopify.com/MBA. But hurry, offer expires February 28th, 2019. So to answer your question, Peter, on today's Q&A Wednesday, why did we change our cover art for the podcast? Well, we've changed. The show has evolved. I've changed as an entrepreneur, as a podcast host, and just plain and simple physically. I look different now, and I wanted to make sure that I was true to my brand and true and transparent with my audience. Change is the only thing that's guaranteed in life and in business. Things will change, things will adapt, things will grow, things will evolve. The question is, will you evolve with it? And that's part of being a good entrepreneur, being somebody that understands that, hey, I can't be stagnant. I got to keep changing. I got to keep adapting. I got to keep updating my business to these changes. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you love what you hear, drop us an iTunes rating and review. We'd love to hear what you love about the show. I read every single review, so thank you in advance for that. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Some of us are really worried about changing things because we have this mentality of, I don't want to rock the boat. Things are working. Maybe, my listeners are listening to my podcast with the old cover art. I shouldn't change it. I shouldn't change my logo because maybe people won't buy my product if I do that. Updating and improving is different from an overhaul. You know, our cover art still has the same branding colors. The show has the same name, same host. It's not so different. It's just updated and refreshed. And by doing that, you break through the noise and you actually, you know, pique the interest of people who have never heard of you or saw you or maybe didn't recognize you before. And at the end of the day, whatever you're offering, your product, your service, your podcast, your YouTube channel, whatever you're giving people, if it's good, the branding only helps you. It doesn't hurt you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.